You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Peter Schrager, Emory University.
I'm the one who got it started. Chris Carter, The Ohio State University.
Kay Adams, University of Missouri, Missoula.
Kyle Brandt, Daniel Wright Junior High School, go Trojans.
There you go!
All right!
Presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. We went to NFL Network University back in 2016. We're live in New York City today, October 20th, looking ahead to week 7. My name's Kay, Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, Chris Carter, and it's football.
What up, people?
Big show.
T-Sizzle.
Yeah.
On the program, we've got Not New Jersey sends yours in. We've got What's Your Beef? Rookie quarterback discussion, looking ahead to tomorrow's game, a banged-up Browns welcoming the Broncos to town. Lots to get to here. So you fuel the show at GMFB. Give us your tweets. It is time for the Lead Block.
Lead Block!
Let's do it. AFC Showdown on Thursday Night Football, guys. This is an exciting one. Middle of the season, lots of stakes. Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos heading into hostile territory. Baker Mayfield and the Browns hungry to defend the dog pound. It is a primetime battle in Cleveland on Thursday Night Football. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, Fox, and streaming on Prime Video. Let's send it out to James Palmer. James has the latest on the Broncos and the Browns matchup to kick off Week 7.
Well, thanks, Kay. Baker Mayfield, the Browns quarterback, revealed that his left shoulder labrum tear, his non-throwing shoulder, is a complete tear, but he still expects to play Thursday night against the Broncos. But that offense, very banged up around him. Both starting tackles didn't play last Sunday, didn't practice on Tuesday. Odell Beckham Jr. with his own shoulder issue didn't practice on Tuesday. Kareem Hunt, their running back, put on IR. Nick Chubb, our other running back, already ruled out. And they operate this offense so much with the play action game that now the Denver Broncos, with one of the best defensive minds in football and Vic Fangio, can change what they do defensively on Thursday night. But Denver's dealing with their own injury issues. On Tuesday, when I watched Teddy Bridgewater walk across the practice field to their indoor facility for their walkthrough, significantly limping. He is dealing with a foot issue. They expect him to play on Tuesday, but he was hit 17 times by the Raiders last Sunday. We know how dynamic that front is for the Browns. They're in the top 4 in both pressure rate and sack rate.
Thanks so much. Jimmy Palmtree's injuries piling up in Cleveland. You heard it. Chubb and Hunt are out. Next man up mentality here. Then there's Baker, their quarterback. How would we handle this Browns quarterback situation for Thursday Night Football right here, Peter, on NFL Network?
I'm no doctor, but on a short week and after separating his shoulder yet again, I would consider sitting Baker this week.
Okay.
And I know that goes against what everyone says, and it's a week-to-week league, and you never take your best player available when he says he's available and the doctors clear him. The Browns have a really interesting situation right now. There's a lot of young quarterbacks in the league looking at contract extensions. Lamar Jackson, we know he's going to get his. The question is how much money. Baker Mayfield's situation's interesting. We don't know if Baker Mayfield's getting this extension. Right? We don't know if they're... So on the fly, they're trying to make the playoffs, and they're trying to win every game, and then we're also trying to judge whether Baker is that guy moving forward. He's not the same player right now than he was in week one. Let's look at the Kansas City game where the Chiefs and the Browns were going head-to-head and Baker looked great against the Texans in week two. Before the catastrophic injury, Baker was dialed in, firing the pass. Last week, Baker Mayfield looked like a different person. And I don't know if rest is what, but I do know on 3 days, it's very hard to bounce back from another separated shoulder. He was getting rattled around. His passes were a mess. He was throwing the ball to the other team. I have fear that Baker, if we put him out there and he's not right, we'll never have him right this season. Huh. And then at the end of the season, we still might not know whether he's our guy. We're still in purgatory. We don't know. I would consider it. And I know you listen to the doctors and you talk to Mayfield and you look at it long term. Broncos are coming in. This isn't the 85 Bears. This isn't the Rams. This isn't the Buccaneers. Can you win with Case Keenum this week and give Baker Mayfield 10 days to rest his shoulder, to rest his ankle, to rest his mind? He might be furious. He's a competitor. He wants to go. This might be the hardest decision for Kevin Stefanski in his NFL career. He was Coach of the Year last year. This is why they pay you the big bucks. It might be time to tell the guy, hey, take this one out. We're going to get you the next week. Mm-hmm. It's 4 days rest after what we went through on Sunday, and I don't think you look right.
I would consider it, too, and then I would not do it. From my cold, dead hands, am I sitting Baker Mayfield in this game? If the doctor says he's good to go, Baker says he's preparing to play. Because, Peter, there is a bigger picture, and the contract is. The big picture is they're 3-3, and this feels like a playoff game. And if they lose three in a row to a team that has currently lost three in a row, like, see you later. We're going on to Cincinnati. We're going on to Baltimore. No Chubb, no Hunt. And I think there's something about Baker Mayfield's psychological makeup, his psychological profile, that this is kind of a Baker Mayfield game. This is when you tapped into the no offers out of high school, the walk-on thing, all that. Like, I think Baker's going to play mad. And respectfully, Peter, I saw that game differently last week. I don't think he threw poorly. I think before the second injury, he threw a 66-yard Hail Mary. I think he had two strip sacks. And I don't – if we lose this game – and we were handing it to Ernest and giving it to Case Keenum, I would be so furious with myself. And there's this argument. Well, this is why you have Case Keenum. I think you have Case Keenum because four teams got rid of him in 5 years. I think that's why you have him. He's fine. He is what he is. I want number six, sink or swim. We will go down like that. If the doctors say he is clear, I'm going with my guy.
Your last point.
Yeah.
The doctor. Once the doctor clears him, then it becomes the athlete.
Okay.
The one thing that we never discuss is, we never discuss, what about the left tackle? What about the left guard? What about the right guard? Mm. Because these guys played on Sunday, too. We always talk about the prima donna, or the quarterback, or the running back. He might have a calf. But these other guys have injuries, too. And they're expected to play. And when we look at each other in the locker room, we're expecting the guys who are able to put the best effort forward because we're doing this together. To your point, as far as Baker and his future, there is no quarterback in college football that is better than Baker Mayfield is for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Now, if they, how long they decide to sign him, but they would be foolish to look at how he's done the last 3 years, his leadership capabilities, what he's done in the city, what he's done with that fan base. Baker Mayfield can still be a star in the NFL. Tell me a guy in college is better than Baker Mayfield.
There isn't one.
So the accountability from one player to another becomes important. But ultimately, once the doctor clears you, and one of my pet peeves on TV is, I hate seeing guys who played the game get on TV and say something idiotic, something that they wouldn't do themselves.
Like what? What do you mean?
Give us an example.
Oh, I'm going out there to play. Like, I'm going out there to play regardless.
Mm-hmm. If it's me, I'm playing.
If it's up to me, I'm going to play. But they get on TV and they try to make this game easy and simple. It's not a simple decision. Oh, because I don't have a contract. The accountability in that locker room is the biggest thing Baker Mayfield should have on his mind.
They need him. I do want to just put out there, the world is not completely over if he doesn't suit up for this game. Just because I started thinking about Kevin Stefanski, I started thinking about how the offense is run, I started thinking about who would be out there. It's Case Keenum. Well, where was Kevin Stefanski back in 2017? He was the quarterbacks coach with this team that had not one quarterback, but two starting quarterbacks go down. Their star running back in Dalvin Cook, and somehow Stefanski was still able to make it happen with, you know, Case Keenum riding him, a run-heavy offense, to an NFC championship game. I think it's important to note that. I feel good about just this happening. I feel good about Stefanski being helpful in making the decision and also giving some positivity to that offense and the fact that they can maybe stay alive and do some things. The point is that all is not lost if Case Keenum is out there. Hopefully some of these other guys, these running backs, can step up. We've seen teams do it before. We've seen teams do it this season. Does that help you a little bit? Like, the Stefanski-Keenum connection there? He was his QB coach back when he went to the big game.
No doubt. And no one's in the business of just trashing Case Keenum. He's a good football guy. If the Browns' record was different, I think this would play different.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a desperation right now. If they're sitting here at 4-1,
I agree with
I don't think we're having that conversation. Baker, no, sit down. On a short week, you're out. This is a must-win, and I know the Stefanski connection. I think it's important. A lot of teams have had Case Keenum in the building, including the Broncos, and said, like, I think we're good here.
Can I ask you a question, Chris, because you're mentioning the toughness of the player and how that's recognized in the locker room. Is there not something to the player saying, guys, I can't go? Do you not respect that as well, saying, hey, it's for the better of the team. I'm not in my best
version. But you know when it's like the old tale of Daniel in the lion's den. Do you know when courage comes? It comes with once you see the lion. So a lot of time, that fortitude comes with once you're put in the situation. No. Once I'm in the game, let me see if I can create magic. And then I know. But you don't know on a Wednesday. You don't know on Thursday morning. Mm. You know once you get there, once you get your medication, once you get that shot, once you take that pill, and then you see the guys, you smell the food, you smell the grass.
Right.
All right, it's game day. It's time to go to work. That's what you have to train your body. It's time to go to work if I can.
Chris, did you see the Ravens added someone to their injury report yesterday?
Really?
They, in fact, did.
I'm
Let's
done.
Ask Ian Rappaport
Fancy
about
that.
It.
Really?
Joining us now. Yes, the Ravens, it was Ronnie Stanley. What is the latest with the tackle and out in Buffalo with Dawson Knox? What's going on?
Well, the Baltimore Ravens have been waiting for Ronnie Stanley to get healthy, really, Kay, the entire season. He's been on their injury report, but he just hasn't really been on the field very much. And this goes back to an ankle injury that he had last year, broken ankle. It's pretty serious. He had surgery, of course, to repair it. And we always say after a surgery, well, it was a successful surgery, should make a full recovery. They do not all make a full recovery. And for Ronnie Stanley, he had surgery again yesterday, was officially placed on injured reserve. He is out for the season, a significant blow for the Ravens. This is their all-pro, one of the best players on the team, regardless of position. Dr. Robert Anderson did the procedure to repair the ankle again. He should make a full recovery for 2022. But after surgery, Stanley took to Twitter last night, described himself as angry, sad, and upset, wanting to be out there with his team. Certainly, you can understand that. Meanwhile, another player who suffered an injury, not as bad, but an injury as well. Dawson Knox, the Buffalo Bills tight end, who had been having the best season of his career, really had emerged as one of the more productive tight ends in the NFL. He threw a two-point conversion pass with a broken hand. He is now out for a little bit. They hope it is not an extended absence. They have a bye now. They hope sooner rather than later. But Dawson Knox suffered a broken hand on Monday night.
Good Morning Football is presented by Old Trapper. What's your beef?
It's now time for What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper. Here's our friends from Old Trapper.
Yeah.
Thank you for this wonderful
Hot,
bounty.
Spicy.
This is good.
Is that going to be your take right now?
Might be.
Okay.
My beef this week is for all of those out there dismissing Jared Goff's time as a Los Angeles Ram. See, when Tom Brady returned to Foxborough earlier this season, there was an Adele video, a week's worth of hype, an army of staff from our network and the others that made the trip to the game. Kay, you were there.
I was there.
Goff's return to Los Angeles, I don't see quite the same promotion. But I've always been of the belief that Jared Goff's time in L.A. should be celebrated, not trashed or dismissed. And I think a few months removed from the Stafford trade, both his head coach and the fan base there in Los Angeles would say the same. See, Goff, he's never won a game without Sean McVay as his head coach. We know that. He lost every one of them with Jeff Fisher. He was 0-4. He lost the three with John Fossil. He was 0-3. And then he has dropped every single one with Dan Campbell, 0-6. And yet, Goff did go into New Orleans, come back from a 13-point deficit, and beat Drew Brees and Sean Payton in an NFC Championship game, where he and his teammates were massive underdogs. He also was incredible in a Monday night shootout victory over Patrick Mahomes in what was Mahomes' MVP season. Guess what? That night, with California dealing with forest fires just a few miles away and heavy hearts everywhere, Jared Goff was better than Patrick Mahomes that night. Mm-hmm. That same year, he went throw for throw with Kirk Cousins and a very high-powered Minnesota offense on a Thursday night when the entire country was watching. That wasn't all just Sean McVay pulling puppet strings. No, there was someone throwing the ball in these games and willing his team to victory when they needed him. Nor was it just Sean McVay in the playoff win over Dallas, or the game last year in Seattle when he was thrown into a playoff matchup with nine fingers and a broken thumb and helped gut out a victory on the road in Seattle over Russell Wilson. You see, Jared Goff was also a huge contributor to the Rams organization. He did incredible work in Inglewood. He was in the community, always willing and able to be at any event and helping make that team's entrance into a new market, a market that didn't necessarily want the Rams, be as smooth as possible. Jared Goff might not have the arm of Matthew Stafford or the star power of Aaron Donald, but no one will doubt that that guy is a good dude. And he was a great Los Angeles Ram. Years from now, there might be four or five Lombardi trophies around SoFi, and Stafford may have MVP awards and All-Pros on his mantle. But that does not take away from what Jared Goff did in that 2018 season and how he helped usher football back to Los Angeles market over the last 5 years. I think there will be a warm reception for Jared Goff by the Rams fans on Sunday. And if I know that Rams organization, there will be a ton of respect and fond memories for the man as well. And honestly, just here, I thought the Adele stuff, it was a bit much anyway. Maybe just let the guy return
home. There's your beef.
Throw some passes, and who knows? Maybe he goes out there, and he gets a win.
It's the first time ever you're saying too much Adele, Peter. You're always looking for I feel for Jared Goff on a human being level. We ran a piece of him maybe a year ago, and he's in his house in the Hollywood Hills, and he's got his little miniature golf course, and he has his girlfriend with him, and he has the huge contract. He has to go to Detroit and play for not Sean McVay, but Dan Campbell, and now it's starting to get cold, and they haven't won, and the Rams are the toast of the league, and Stafford is amazing. Like, he didn't sign up for any of that stuff. As a young dude who had, like, the coolest life in the world, to have it turned around, and as Chris said, does the reverse Axel Foley from L.A. to Detroit, that's never been done. Like, no one does that electively. That was against his will. I feel for him, and I hope he wins, too.
Triggs, I've worked with you for 5 years, and one of the many takeaways that I have from you is the impact of where you were taken in the draft and what it means for you, good or bad, for the rest of your career. If he was taken in the third round, the impact he made on the Rams would be celebrated, would be looking at it completely different. It is the fact that he was the number one overall pick and double whammy that he got the huge contract that immediately put the target on his back. I don't think you can just plug any quarterback onto that 2018 team and make it to the Super Bowl. To your point, he's had incredible games. He's a great dude, but it's that it's the weight of that number one pick and that $100 million.
Yeah, there's a lot of great guys in the league. Great story. I appreciate what you're saying about him. But the NFL, what it's been about for the last 100 years is one day a guy's going to show up and he's going to be bigger, stronger, and faster than you. That's the nature of the business. 1997, Jake Reed and myself, Minnesota Vikings, we break the NFL record as far as 1,000-yard tandems. The record was 2. We broke that at 3. And then in 97, we broke it again. We get Dennis Green, his first win in the playoffs. Guess what they do in 1998? They draft a kid out of Marshall named Randy Moss. So what do Jake and I, after the conversation with Moss, we have a conversation with ourselves. And the reality is, one day, somebody's going to show up in this locker room bigger, faster, and stronger than you. And you're going to have to be like, okay, what else can I do? They start putting Randy Moss in my formation, running down the middle against the double team. That's the nature of the National Football League. And a lot of good guys get caught up in that year in and year out.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Great guy, great teammate, great player. Why is McVay cast him aside? Why is he just ditching the first chance he gets?
He thought he had to get better at the quarterback position.
Uh-huh.
And Matthew Stafford is a better quarterback than Jared Goff, objectively. I think most people would say that. There are very few who would argue that Goff has the physical traits and the abilities cognitively at the line of scrimmage to do what Matt Stafford... It doesn't take away from the accomplishments of Goff, though. So when he makes this trip back, and I think everyone's going to make it about Stafford going up against the Lions, and that's going to be the storyline.
Mm.
Goff wasn't bad as a Rams quarterback. Mm-hmm. They won a lot of games. He went to the Pro Bowl, took him to the Super Bowl. It's an asterisk because they upgraded, and yes, that is the nature of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you can't have reverence and look fondly upon what he did for that team. I think he might be in the Ring of Honor someday. I really do that,
okay.
Even if they discarded him.
Mm.
That guy, for a 4-year stretch, had them in the playoffs 3 different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And he got them to the Super
Bowl.
Darn good quarterback.
Mm.
Lots to get to here on Good Morning Football, getting you set for Broncos and the Browns. Thursday Night Football. Derrick Henry's historic pace continues. It's all next on GMFB.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs...
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AFC Showdown on Thursday Night Football. Week 7 kicks off with Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos heading into hostile territory. Baker Mayfield and the Browns hungry to defend the dog pound. It's a primetime battle in Cleveland. Thursday Night Football tomorrow, 8 p.m. on NFL Network, on Fox, and streaming on Prime Video. Welcome to our breakfast table. We're presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. It is a Wednesday. Lots to get to here on the show. Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, myself, Kay Adams, and Chris Carter. Excited about Thursday Night Football, but also excited about Derrick Henry. It's time for the lead block.
Lead block.
Tannehill gets Henry on the right side. There he goes. 40.
That's
50,
it.
40.
That's
30.
It.
20. 10. 5. End zone. That's getting something going. It's Henry on the left side to the 10. To the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! What a drive by this offense, Mike. Titans 34, Bills 31.
What a night. Derrick Henry tore it up on Monday Night Football against the Bills, 143 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns for the second consecutive game. It's so crazy. He's on pace to shatter the single-season rushing record. Next up for Tennessee on Sunday in Nashville. Yet again, it's the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town. Their defense ranks near the bottom of the league in every category against the run. So begs the question, gentlemen, how can the Chiefs stop Derrick Henry in Week 7?
I actually think it's pretty simple. You just take the Chiefs team bus and you just drive it out on the field, one of these, and you park it, beep, beep, right in front of the line of scrimmage, and you try to stop Derrick Henry that way. Because that's pretty much the only way anyone in defense is going to do it. There are three guys, I think, on the Chiefs, three actual players other than the bus driver who can stop Derrick Henry. And it's Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill. Those are their best defensive players in this game, meaning go up 14-0 and we'll see how much Tennessee wants to run the ball up the gut. Now, if you watch the Bills game, they had a shot to do that. They got early field goals and went up 6-0. Field goal, field goal. And then Henry destroys their will to live because they didn't get a lead. That's the way you do this. Because you know what the problem is for the Chiefs? It's not only that their defense is pulp, it's that they're getting fresh Derrick Henry. You want Derrick Henry after the 41-touch epic saga and hope that he's worn down. It's one of his fewest touches of the year last year. And it's like, he's having the best football of his life right now, and it's not because the Titans' line is better. It's not. It's not because Tannehill is better. He's not. It's because Henry is better. Henry's better than he was last year, than he was 2 years ago, and the Chiefs' defense is the worst that we've seen maybe historically in 102 years of NFL football. So I don't think they can stop him unless they get a huge lead and make Tannehill play catch-up. That's the way.
Yeah, that is a fact. That is one of the ways, especially explosive offense or a run offense. Mm-hmm. Let's shorten the game.
Okay.
Let's shorten the time of possession. Old Bill Parcells. Let's shorten the time that they can attempt to give him the football. The other thing is, let's get the lead. Let's take him out of that running game. But we know they can't change their personnel. So you have to change the scheme. And they have to be able, on first and second down, be able to have some run blitzes so that we can get penetration into the backfield. When you have a big, mobile back like him, you cannot let him get through the line of scrimmage because he's bigger than all the linebackers. And he's bigger than all the defensive backs. Mm-hmm. So penetration into the backfield, run stunts, especially on first and second down. And I'm going to tell you, I don't mind if they throw the ball. I'm going to force Tannehill to throw the ball 40, 45 times because I'm going to put so many people by the line of scrimmage to discourage Peter from them thinking, oh, you know something. Because typically teams, if there's eight in the box, they won't run the ball.
Uh-huh. This and team, that's what they do, though.
Yes, they do.
They don't care.
They do. They don't care. I go back. We've been down this road with Derrick Henry before, like crashing the league and running through. Remember the playoffs a couple years ago where the Patriots had Tom Brady and it's his last game?
Yep.
And this whole thing. And there's Derrick Henry going to spoil all of this because he's going to pass a ball to him and he's going to run out of the backfield as a receiver. Like, you can't just say, we're going to stuff him as a running back. They get him the ball in so many ways. It sounds great to stuff the box with eight. Then they throw a screen pass to him and he goes. Following week, the Ravens were 14-2. Lamar Jackson was the unanimous MVP.
Story of the year.
But then the Chiefs were waiting for him. And the Chiefs were like, we're hearing about it. We've got our guys. We've got things. And eventually, Derrick Henry can be stopped if you score enough points and you put a body on him early. So there is no how-to. It's just the knowledge that we've done it before. And I think that's huge. Because a lot of these teams, the Jaguars have scar tissue of 5 years of Derrick Henry stiff-arming them and beating them. Mm-hmm. The Bills, they will remember yesterday going forward. The Chiefs, they haven't been owned by Derrick Henry. He had a good regular season game a couple years back. But they have already had success in that building. They are Super Bowl champions. They are AFC champions. They are teams. And those are players that aren't scared of big, bad Derrick Henry. They've been the big, bad wolf before. I think the Chiefs are going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. They're not scared of anybody, even this guy who may be coming.
Those numbers are great. They limited Henry in that game. 61 total yards on 21 touches. To put that into perspective, I mean, that's the second lowest total that Derrick Henry's put out in his last 35 games played. That's Steve Spagnuolo. That's one of the few defensive coordinators I trust, one of the few that's been able to, really the only one that's been able to stop him or limit him at all. But I went back and I looked at that game, Shrags, and it's Chris Jones all over it. Chris Jones was He's a guy who's used all over the field. He was crucial and pivotal in this 2019 AFC Championship matchup. And he has been out. I loved him before the season. I was in Kansas City on those sidelines, Chris Carter, and I was hearing things like Defensive Player of the Year. He looks great. They're going to try to use him all over the field. All of that. He's missed a few games with a wrist injury. We haven't seen him on the field. The defense as a whole for Kansas City hasn't been playing as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess the X factor would have to be Steve Spagnuolo. Do I trust him to do it without Chris Jones?
Yeah, he's got to. And he's got to be able to come up with a different scheme to try to put more pressure in different looks on Tennessee's front. Mm-hmm. One thing you should realize, though, as a defensive lineman with Chris Jones, having something wrong with your wrist is like a receiver having at least one or two broken fingers. Because everything for a defensive lineman is right here in front of you. And if I have a problem with my wrist, because if you look at all the defensive plays where you have penetration into the backfield, that is Chris Jones bench pressing a guy.
Yeah.
When you remove that from him, so to me, it's got to be scheme. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to change up the defense. You can't line up in just a regular 43 defense and think, yes, sometime I'm going to put my linebackers up in the gap. I don't want to blitz my linebackers a whole bunch because once he gets through there, we saw – in the last game, once he cleared the line of scrimmage, it was, okay, protect your neck.
No doubt.
But you got to give him some different – it's like a great passer.
Right.
You can't give him the same looks, same way from a defensive front when
but
you have a great runner.
Do you believe what Peter is saying on both sides of the ball? Derrick Henry's like, oh, man, they did stop me before. And is Steve Spagnuolo – is that defense like, we've stopped him, or does it not matter? Does that impact them at all?
Well, this is what we go through in the NFL. The elite offenses, the elite players, we try to come up with a scheme where how we – last 3 years, Ezekiel Elliott, how are we going to stop him? Well, the linemen start getting hurt. Mm-hmm. But what they have in Tennessee, Taylor Lewan, he's going to be out. Are they still going to continue? Because after he left the game, they still dominated. Mm-hmm. So you got to change the scheme. Mm-hmm. The personnel, Dennis Green used to say, listen, guys, there's not a whole bus load of players. So we're going to try to change up the X's and O's with the same guys that we have.
Change the scheme, shorten the game.
Yes.
I think the 2019 season, that was a very special season and a very special team and a very young, inspired defense. I don't know if they still play that way. They did stop him in the second half. We're talking about the 2021 Chiefs. We're talking about they couldn't stop Tyson Williams of the Ravens. They couldn't stop Austin Eckler. I don't think they have done enough to earn the idea that, yeah, they can stop Derrick Henry. They've shown nothing of that.
Peter, I have a question for you.
Yeah, let me hear it.
We've been covering this thing a long time.
Yeah.
No one has mentioned the Super Bowl hangover effect.
From who? The Chiefs?
From the Kansas City. I mean, if you look at the way they're playing, because they look totally different than any of the Kansas City teams we've seen in the last 3 years.
They don't look sharp.
But what we've seen, too, is teams that lose in the Super Bowl, there is an effect from losing in the Super Bowl. Do you believe that to be
Absolutely.
Real?
Absolutely. And it took them five games until we finally saw in the third quarter of week six the offense do that click where it's the Chiefs, Golden State Warriors offense, where it scores. They scored 21 points in 18 minutes, and it's like, oh, that's the Chiefs. Mm-hmm, and it's not Tyreek Hill dropping passes, and it's not Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbling balls, and it's not. It's suddenly a sharp offense that can score. And you can scroll on Twitter, and you can scroll on Instagram, and you can do whatever, and you can see all the criticism. When it comes down to it, Patrick Mahomes is going to be under center on Sunday, and that Titans defense, they're going to need to stop him.
Week six is overtime to figure out who's going in your fantasy lineups for week seven. Here to answer your questions is me with a round of Which Guy Wednesday. Appreciate all the questions. It was a big week, of course. Six teams are on a bye. No Bills, no Cowboys, no Chargers who have been great in fantasy. Vikings, Steelers, and Jags. These are very fantasy relevant teams, all on byes and injuries. Peter, what do we got?
Here's the classic one of a guy you drafted in the second round or a guy you picked up. Joseph writes, do I go with Miles Sanders or Chase Edmonds?
Triggs, they're both split situations, right? But Miles Sanders, can you see him having a big game? He's got the Raiders. They're probably going to, Eagles are going to have to throw and air it out against the Raiders. I don't see it. Sirianni, whatever, in his visor, doing great things. We love it. Is not running the ball. He's not saying, here, let's feature you. Let's get you into a rhythm. I can't do it. He's losing and being phased out in this offense in favor of Kenneth Gainwell, averaging just 7.3 carries per game over the last four. Chase Edmonds, however, I feel like Shriggs, tell me if I'm wrong, he's making the best of a split situation.
Absolutely.
Right? He's averaging 80 yards a game on the ground. Also, I like a little icing on the cake from a fantasy perspective. He's catching out the backfield. He's averaging four catches a game. He also has the Texans who allowed the sixth most points to running backs this season. So I do expect Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray and company to lean on these running backs a little more in a game that game script-wise they should be up early.
would hope, would think. It's their DeAndre and J.J. Watt revenge game, too. You'd think they'd get up nice and early and just feed the ball to Chase Edmonds.
I don't have faith in them giving the ball to Miles Sanders. Is that fair?
That's fair. We have a tweet from Jesse. Jesse's from South Florida. Well, he's not really from South Florida, but I got a bunch of guys that play football, fantasy football in South Florida. They got questions for you. Derek Carr, I'm going to be at the Raiders game in Vegas over Matt Ryan because my boy Dak is on a bye week. Kay, give it to us.
I heard they had like a magician, Chris Angel, like in the beginning of a game doing something. I want to go to.
Yeah, they made the coach disappear.
About what goes on in these at these Raiders games. I have to go. I want a full report from you, Hall of Famer Chris Carter. Let's see. I will go with Derek Carr. If you look at it, he's been consistent. At least we have that. In a tumultuous season, I give him lots of credit. He's currently second in the entire league in passing, behind only Tom Brady. I don't think why would that not continue against an Eagles squad? If the Dolphins' corners can't go again, I think I'd rather play Ryan against a secondary that just got shredded by Trevor Lawrence in London, got him his first win. But I think he has the higher ceiling. Ton of questions with Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Who else can't you play? Man, Dak Prescott. Is there? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. This is a tough one. This is a toughie. I'm going to say Carr is the safer option. Just consistency. But I do like the matchup if you keep your eye on NFL Network to look at those corners for the Dolphins.
Want to hear what Jane says?
Yeah.
Jane's got something to say.
What does she have
Jane tweets. She's got a quarterback
Jane
question herself.
Says.
That's right. She's got an addiction. Which guy wins? Tannehill, who is at home against the Chiefs.
The Adam Gase Bowl.
Or Sam Darnold, who comes here to New York with the Panthers to play the Giants.
More quarterbacks.
A lot of quarterbacks.
So many guys, so many questions. Let's look at where they are ranked at NFL.com to see that. Both of them, let's be honest, they haven't been great lately, struggling, losing trust to fantasy owners. Darnold has absolutely fallen off a cliff. Whether that's Christian McCaffrey inspired or just Sam Darnold inspired, we don't know. But over the last two games, check it out, he's averaged under 200 yards a game through the air. Just two touchdowns, guys. Five turnovers for our guy Sam Darnold. Not good. And McCaffrey isn't going to be back there to help him out. So Tannehill, he hasn't exactly, from a fantasy perspective, been lighting it up either, but he has been at least the more steady hand out of the two. Higher ceiling for him, guys. He's got the Chiefs defense we've seen get shredded. They're giving up and coughing up the second most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks all year long. Could we see a Tannehill breakout game? I know that would make one Kyle Brent very happy.
I really think it would. He got a rushing touchdown last week. He does a little celebration.
It was great at the end. Perfect.
Yeah.
Last drive.
Remember how fun it was when there was that whole cool thing about Sam Darnold leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns, and he would have one every single week. The skies have gotten dark in Carolina.
I almost came out here with my Adam Gase take, and I'm glad I didn't, because Sam Darnold is not looking good out there right now.
I would go Tannehill, too.
Which player will be the most clutch in Week 7? Get your markers out. We're playing a round of Whiteboard Wednesday. Up next, you can admit you love Adele, Chris. We've listened to her.
I love some Adele.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
For a little whiteboard Wednesday, you can play along at home at GMFB. After failing to convert on 4th-and-1 and losing the game, Bills coach Sean McDermott defended his decision by saying he'd take Josh Allen 10 times out of 10. Heading into week 7, who is the player that you believed will make a play when needed most?
I hear
Peter,
you.
Go for it.
Anyone to make a play. One guy in the league. Who do I trust? Is there anyone who hasn't done it better than this for the last 20 years? I'm going to go with Brady the GOAT. And I mean it, the little one-yard sneak. That little one-yard
sneak. He's really good at the sneak.
That's what it was. Yeah. And anytime he needs to drive at the end of the game, we know it. But that little one-yard sneak that he does underneath the center, it's unbeatable. Brady the GOAT. Uh-huh. I don't like that noise of the marker behind me.
It sounds like a basketball game.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It does sound like a basketball game. That's so true.
I got to go with Kyler. And the reason why is not only his ability to be able to make plays with his feet, the supporting cast he has around him, the types of plays that we have access to, if it is a must situation, there's no one more right now in the NFL that you would trust more as far as his ability to make people miss. What if you get a free runner in the backfield? Who do you want besides Lamar? Mm-hmm. It's Kyler. Mm-hmm. And he's got more assets to be able to go to. So I'm going with Kyler Murray.
Stock is surging on Kyler Murray.
Love it.
It's incredible.
He's growing. He's going to be 6'3 by the end of the season.
You think he's still growing? He's going to be as tall as Joe Flacco.
Midlife Bulls.
Somebody might groan on this answer, but is there a better player in the league than this person? Is there a player that's more confident than when this guy comes out on the field? I'm going with Justin Tucker. You can have your Brady, you can have the young phenom. I think Justin Tucker is better at his position than any player is at any position, including Aaron Donald and Tom Brady and yada, yada, yada. And I know a kicker sock, blah, blah, blah. Justin Tucker's a Hall of Famer. I'm going to go Jay Tuck.
According to Next Gen Stats, Derrick Henry reached a top speed of, this is incredible, 21.8 miles per hour on that 76-yard mm-hmm. rushing touchdown that went down on Monday night. I'd like to know the moment in NFL history that comes to mind when you think of speed, Peter. Sandra Bullock. Keanu Reeves, great and this.
Dennis Hall. Stay above 50.
That's it. Tyreek versus the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about week one, the first time Mahomes was really the full-time starter. They throw a little over the middle screen, and then Tyreek breaks a tackle, and it's like, oh, wait, they've got something different with this guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to beat you on a little screen pass and go 58 yards, and no one can stop me. Tyreek Hill, I think the Cheetah is the fastest player in the NFL, and he has been for now a couple seasons, going back all the way to 2018.
Amazing.
This is really hard because I've been covered by Deion, and Deion has some of the most amazing highlights. But guy goes by one name only.
Moss.
You can either go Thanksgiving or you can go in the playoffs.
You
You're talking about electric. Dante's supposed to throw the ball to me, but him and Randy didn't work out something. Dude throws the ball over the hot, over my head, and throws it to Moss on a stop route. Dude looks at the defender, cuts inside, the same thing the receiver coach tells you never to do, and takes it to the house. One of the fastest football players I've seen since I've been associated with the game, Moss.
Moss versus Deion in a foot race.
Moss
versus Deion. How long is the race?
50 yards. 50-yard race. Moss versus Deion. Come on now, Chris.
I'd probably say Deion because it's a little bit shorter. Deion's going to edge him out.
100 yards. Randy
catches him. Big fella going to catch him.
One last one.
Yes.
Because Daryl Green's come on our show, and he says he's even faster than Deion. So mm-hmm. where do you put Daryl in the conversation?
Oh, he's on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Daryl mm-hmm. Green is a whole nother. But Deion's a bigger body, though. So Deion plays bump and run cat coverage, and mm-hmm. then he runs with you. Mm-hmm. Daryl's going to kind of mirror you and everything. But speed, speed, speed.
We need prime Daryl versus Tyreek is what we need. All right, the reason the Derrick Henry thing is so impressive is that he's so fast and also so huge. Mm-hmm. This is what I think would come to speed. Larry Allen in 1994 is a rookie for the Dallas Cowboys. There is an interception that Troy Aikman throws. Number 73
Hall of Fame
out of
State.
Sonoma State. Right to Canton. Strongest man in NFL history. Go, he can bench press 800 pounds, and on that razor sharp AstroTurf, he looks like Rocket Ismail running him down. That is one of the great all-time plays. You can have your DK Metcalf. Give me Larry Allen in 94. Oh, my God.
When Jerry Jones drafted him, he hangs up the phone and just jumps in the swimming pool.
Is that right?
Jerry's like, what happened?
Jerry or Larry jumped in the pool?
Larry jumped in the swimming pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Where is it? Sonoma State.
Sonoma State. Great yes. Ball.
You got the whole phone cord thing still. No cell phones. Yes. 94. Love it. All right.
I saw something really funny, Chris Carter. There's a gentleman by the name of Christopher Carter who works in sports media. Shout out to him. He's a local sports personality in the city of Pittsburgh. And he tweeted this, Chris. Chris Carter is on GMFB, and I just asked that if he says anything wild about Ben Roethlisberger that people remember, that's not me. All he does is catch touchdowns. All I do is eat wings and drink beer. We are different. Christopher Carter, we see you. And having the same name as someone famous obviously can have its benefits. So I'd like to know the celebrity that you would like to have the same name as. Who would that be?
Okay, I think there's one name that I'm so jealous of that I would love to just walk up to a maitre d' at a fancy restaurant in New York and say, table for two, DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
What was the name, sir, again?
DeBrickishaw Ferguson. And the lovely maitre d', whether it be a man, a woman, who says, right this way, Mr. Ferguson. Here we go. No.
Sir, could you spell that first name for us?
DeBrickishaw, that's with an apostrophe. That's it. One of my favorite players in NFL history. A great dude, pride of Freeport, New York, Long Island dude, and he never missed a snap.
An Iron Man,
Iron Man, a true Iron Man. DeBrickishaw, one of the best names in sports. I always loved Anthony Hardaway as a kid. I loved DeBrickishaw Ferguson as an adult, and I want that name.
It was Anthony Hardaway?
No, Anthony. It was great. DeBrickishaw.
This is a regular name, but extraordinary as far as what he's accomplished. That's it. Samuel L. Jackson.
Go on.
I'm going to get a reservation at any restaurant in the world.
In the world.
Also, I have a love and a fetish for golf, just like Samuel L.
Sure.
does.
Great, getting all the spots.
Also, in the springtime, I think my wife and I are going on a cruise with Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That always, I love to be able to follow the pictures on the gram and everything. Mm-hmm. That's amazing every year. But you're talking about one of the all-time cool guys and one of the hardest workers. He's always busy.
Mm.
So, much respect.
Have you met him? Have you guys? So, what's he like?
He's cool.
Exactly
he's
what cool. you he's, think he's he, like?
Yes. Yes. Very, very friendly. Not as Hollywood as most people. Because the way he started and everything.
No good snakes dude. On that
good
cruise.
No, no, no. When he says his little signature word, you go, ooh, he said it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. there's a guy on Instagram who's very, very, very close to my name on Instagram, and he's into exotic material. I catch scuds from that sometimes. It's not good. In 2005, the FBI launched an investigation into the hacking of Paris Hilton's T-Mobile sidekick.
Okay.
It did happen, and all of these people's, celebrities' phone numbers were exposed and leaked, and it was Ashley Simpson and Andy Roddick and all anybody you can imagine in 2005. Well, people would call them. They would call the numbers constantly and leave voicemails. And one of the most popular people to call at that time was having a moment. And the one who got a lot of voicemails constantly was this guy. This is the one I would have because Lil Jon went on a talk show and he woke up and he said, every morning I wake up to 100 voicemails and every single voicemail goes, first message, okay, what? Next message, okay, what? And everyone would just call Lil Jon and scream okay into his voicemail. I would go on at Lil Jon for the simple repetitiveness of a great catchphrase from 2005. Shout out
so
to Paris Hilton.
So you're saying you want to catch that heat on Twitter?
I think I would.
You just want people to just tweet you what, okay, all
okay,
day?
Or what, all
that
day.
That sounds like a great idea. Everyone out there, at Kyle Brandt, I'm not following. What do you think?
Yeah, there was another Chris Carter at another network, and I heard him. I was in my car on a radio show.
SNY guy.
He was on with Van Pelt.
Yeah.
And he was complaining about having the name because people always think he's Chris Carter. And I called into the radio show. I was like, hey, bro, you need to be glad you got that name. He was like, oh, no, nothing against you and everything. I said, man, your mom could have named you Hannibal.
That's one of those. Okay.
Yeah. So I called in on it.
Good morning, football thing. Tomorrow. I'll get you guys set. Lots of updates on Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt and company as Cleveland tries to defend their turf. They're in Cleveland against the Broncos. It's Thursday Night Football. One sleep away. Keep it right here. See you tomorrow.
Larry's not getting the ball now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more official podcasts from the NFL, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.